Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All questions which were raised from the floor are really relevant to my work and to the development and to the implementation of the right to development. All I can do is to advocate, to show the different angles of the problem, to highlight what should we do, but the one who is going to do this is not the special rapporteur. There are certain constituencies which are responsible for the implementation. So please, as we are asking these questions to the rapporteur, please ask the constituencies which are in charge of the implementation, who has the sovereignty and the power to decide. I'm not trying to say that to escape my responsibility, but I always remember it needs two to tango. And in this case, we have more than two. We have the governments, we have the civil society, we have the academia, we have the research centers, and above all the United Nations organizations. Because I tell you in all frankness, up till now, I feel that I haven't yet received the support needed from the international organization in the implementation of the right to development. And many projects, many billions are there to be spent on development. And definitely, the right to development is the dimension which should be added to the competence of these organizations. Again, I'm here to remind people, again, to advocate, to try to give alternative solutions. But if those who are really in power to implement this are not adequately respond to me, then we have a problem. And that's why I always say, while we are trying to implement something in the right to development, we have many challenges against the implementation of the right to development. So before talking about the special rapporteur or the group of experts or the negotiating groups or the group or whoever, please try to look to the equation on both sides of it, not only to one. I'm not trying to say, to escape or to say that I did my job properly. No. Still, I think I have many areas to work on. But again, I need resources and I need the support of you. And I'm sure that you know what kind of resources are available for the special rapporteur. It's only him and the support of the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, and some good people from the NGOs and the civil society, and a number of good countries. But those who are influential are still lagging behind. And I told you the equation has many parties and many weights in these parties. So if you want to have a fair deal on this, we have to be more comprehensive and to analyze all the components of the problem and try to usher in a fair solution. Thank you.